This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calls for effective role of Information Commission for implementation of right to information. Asian Development Bank to provide concessional loans and grants worth 21.23 billion rupees to Nepal for mechanized irrigation innovation and climate resilience projects. Sudur Paschim Royals and Kathmandu Gurkhas register victory in NPL matches today, and Afghan Refugee Minister Haqqani killed in blast. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has called for effective roles of the Information Commission for the implementation of right to information. The Prime Minister's remark came after he administered the oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed Chief Information Commissioner Dr. Suresh Prasad Acharya at Balwatar today. The Prime Minister added that Annaki should not be encouraged in the name of the right to information. On the occasion, Chief Commissioner Acharya administered the oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed Commissioners Gagan Bista and Durga Bhandari in the presence of the Prime Minister. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel says the inability to define the jurisdiction between the three levels of government and lack of classification of projects are creating barriers to successful implementation of development projects. Speaking at a meeting of the Finance Committee today, the Finance Minister said clear criteria should be made regarding the classification of projects and the local level implementing them. On a different note, the Finance Minister viewed that the country's economy is gradually improving and stressed the need for making more efforts to strengthen it. The Finance Minister viewed that foreign investment would gradually increase in the country as Nepal's recent sovereign credit rating is favorable for investments. The Finance Minister also shared that the Finance Ministry is working ambitiously to raise about 30% more revenue than the previous fiscal year to achieve the revenue target of the current fiscal year. The Government of Nepal and Asian Development Bank, ADB, have signed concessional loans and grants-related agreements for the implementation of the Mechanized Irrigation Innovation Project and Climate Resilience Landscapes and Livelihoods Project worth around 21.23 billion rupees. According to the agreements signed in the Finance Ministry today, ADB would provide 14.88 billion rupees loan and 2 billion rupees grant assistance. Likewise, 1.35 billion rupees loan and 2.97 billion rupees grant assistance have been allocated for the Climate Resilience Landscapes and Livelihoods Project. Finance Secretary Dr. Ram Prasad Ghimire and ADB County Director for Nepal, Arnold Koswarada, signed the agreement. The advanced irrigation technology under the mechanized irrigation project will be implemented in Rohtak and Sirlahi districts. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Sarat Singh Bhandari, says a domestic employment division is being formed under the Labour Ministry to promote domestic employment. Speaking at an interaction organized by the National Vocational Training Academy today, Minister Bhandari said the establishment of the Domestic Employment Division under the Ministry would promote the feasibility of employment within the country. The Labour Minister also applauded the private sector's contribution to boost domestic employment. Deputy Speaker Indira Rana Magar has called for guaranteeing the rights of children with disabilities. Addressing a dialogue organized by the National Child Rights Council today, the Deputy Speaker stressed the need for drafting laws required to address the rights of children with disabilities. The Deputy Speaker also urged the local levels to draft laws to meet the needs of children with disabilities. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli today inaugurated a newly constructed building of the Purnami Secondary School at Atrai Rural Municipality 4 in Thiruvananthapuram District. The Prime Minister had taken his basic education in childhood. The Prime Minister inaugurated the 18-room school building and also interacted with students, teachers and local people on the occasion. School head teacher Amrit Bahadur Buraduki said the school records show that Prime Minister Oli had studied up to class 3 at the school during his childhood. The new building was constructed with support of the South Korea-based Om Hong Gil Human Foundation. This news comes to you from Regionable. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tyahi nai majale chalaune.
Star 14-15 dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Chairperson of Rashtriya Swatantra Party Ravi Lamisana has given his statement before the District Attorney Office per Saturday. Chief of the District Attorney Office Bholanath Nirula, along with his team, recorded Lamisana's statement. After recording the statement, the office sent Lamisana back to Pokhara. Purusa District Police Office spokesperson Kishore Lamsal said Lamisana was escorted to Kaski via Kathmandu. Lamisana was earlier arrested for an investigation into a case relating to the cooperative's funds misappropriation. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Afghanistan's acting Minister for Refugee has been killed in an explosion in the capital, Kabul. Al Jazeera cited local media as saying Khalil Ur-Rahman Haqqani was killed on Wednesday in the blast that also claimed the lives of five others. Reuters news agency reported that the Afghan minister's death was confirmed by his nephew. It is said the explosion was caused by a suicide bombing. The Taliban leadership has not yet confirmed Haqqani's death, and there has been no claim of responsibility. Haqqani became a minister in the Taliban interim government after foreign forces withdrew from Afghanistan in 2021. South Korean police tried to search President Yoon Suk-yeol's office on Wednesday, but have not been able to enter the main building. According to Reuters news agency, the attempt to search the presidential office significantly escalates the investigation against Yoon and top police and military officers over December 3rd martial law declaration that plunged the country with Asia's fourth largest economy into a constitutional crisis. Leader Yoon is now the subject of a criminal investigation into insurrection allegations and is banned from leaving the country, but he has not been arrested or questioned by authorities. Now a sports update. Sudhir Paschim Royals and Kathmandu Gurkhas have registered victory in the Nepal Premier League NPL matches held today. Sudhir Paschim Royals defeated Janakpur Bulls by 72 runs in the first match of the NPL held at TU Cricket Ground in Kirtipur. Janakpur Bulls were all out for 51 runs in 12.1 overs while chasing a 124-run victory target. Earlier, Sudhir Paschim collected 123 runs and they allocated 20 overs at the loss of 9 wickets. Likewise, in the second match of the league, Kathmandu Gurkhas defeated Lumini Lions by 18 runs. Lumini Lions were all out for 85 runs in 19.2 overs while chasing 104-run victory target posted by Kathmandu Gurkhas. With the defeat, Lumini Lions have lost the chance to reach playoff. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Koshi province, Madhya province and Bagmati province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls for effective role of Information Commission for implementation of Right to Information. Asian Development Bank to provide concessional loans and grants worth 21.23 billion rupees to Nepal for mechanized irrigation innovation and climate resilience projects. Sudarpashchim Royals and Kathmandu Gurkhas register victory in NPL matches today. An Afghan refugee minister, Haqqani, killed in blast. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.